Welcome to Abuelas en Acción, a podcast for our common good. I am Dr. Rosemary Celaya Alston, and I'm here with my co-host, Marie Dahlstrom. Here at Abuelas en Acción, we will be speaking with community leaders who work for our common good, and we are pleased to talk with a community leader in Houston, Texas. We are pleased to welcome Isatis Gonzalez, who is a community advocate for JOLT Initiative. Isatis is a 22-year-old full-time student at the University of Houston. She is majoring in media production and minoring in political science. She is the current president of the University of Houston student chapter of JOLT, which focuses on voter registration, the census, and discussing the social issues that matter most to our young Latinx people. Welcome, Isatis. We are so happy to have you today.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here actually today.
Would you please share with our listeners an experience or a defining moment in your life?
I would have to say, honestly, the biggest defining moment in my life was actually getting involved with JOLT. I always tell people that I was always a little bit conscientious of what was going on in the world. I was always someone who was in tune with politics, but I never physically did anything besides voting or discussing who I was in favor of to actually make a difference for my people and for people that are my age. And actually, when I transferred to the University of Houston and I was able to become a part of JOLT, all of the different opportunities that they gave me really opened my eyes and showed me the potential that not only that I had, but that the people around me had. So I really am very thankful to JOLT and for all of the opportunities that they've given me.
Tell us a little bit about your studies and your future career plans.
So I'm actually a media production major at the University of Houston. And it's really funny because originally I had gone into this major with the idea of becoming a broadcaster or a reporter for a news station. Because again, I was really interested in commentating on politics and reporting what was going on in the world. And when I finally got involved with JOLT, they have several different media related job opportunities and internships. And it was something that really opened my eyes because I realized that instead of being on the news and reporting things or going into marketing and showing people things that they wanted to buy with my degree, I could actually relate to audiences and connect with people based, again, on real life things, but from not even a national aspect, but from a local aspect. And so the biggest thing that I think I want to do with my career once I graduate is to get involved with a nonprofit and work on their media team so that I can create content for other people just like myself and try to get people to join nonprofits for messages that they too feel like are important and they can connect with.
What a wonderful different level of looking at this through your lens. I think it's amazing to, you know, when we think of media production, what that really does mean, us abuelas out here, and you're trying to get real with, it sounds as if you're trying to really get real about the people in providing a different way of advertising, a different way of people listening. So we're excited for you to get your degree here. Tell us a little bit about your work with JOLT Initiative.
So we do a lot of voter registration. Right when I got involved with JOLT, we were right around the midterm elections with Beto, and we were trying to change Texas and turn it blue. And it's really awesome because JOLT, they may not have turned Texas blue, but they turned it purple, and that was very surprising for a lot of people. So we do focus a lot on voter registration. Currently, the past couple of months, we have been focusing on census and making sure that here in Texas, people are filling out the census and that we're reaching out to the communities that normally are people who are forgotten or are not, or feel like they're scared to fill out the census. So breaking some of the myths surrounding it, helping people actually fill it out if they're confused about it. We do a lot of phone banking for the census. We also do a lot of like high school visits so that we can inform the people who are about to become our demographic about the different opportunities that they have about voter registration. And so that maybe they too can go and inform their parents who may not have the, or who may have a language barrier, or who may not have the resources necessary to know about these things. We also do a lot of culture, just appreciation. It's really nice to be part of an organization that isn't just all about politics. Yes, we promote civic engagement, and yes, we want people to feel like they have a voice and the power to change their community. But we also do focus a lot on embracing the Latino culture and connecting again with all of the different populations that are happening here in Houston and Texas, whether they are LGBTQ or if they are someone who, again, is DACA, has DACA, or if they're just someone who grew up in Texas and want to embrace their power and make their voice heard.
USATIS, congratulations on the work that you're doing. And I just wanted to comment on your interest in applying your skills to the nonprofit sector, because when Rosemary and I were younger and going to undergrad, focused on our undergrad studies and even graduate, I would say, nonprofit work was not viewed in the same light as going into the for-profit sector. And now what we keep hearing in particular from our Latinx colleagues is that they're excited about getting involved in the nonprofit world and seeing how important, and as Rosemary said, it's values-based and it's based on relationships and very much at the community level. So congratulations, and we're excited to see that happen because, yes, it's important to sell a product, but we have a lot of work to do, don't we, after all that this country has been through and what we need to accomplish in the future. So talk to us about what are some important issues. What do your family members and your friends and colleagues talk about? I mean, what are some social issues for young Latinx?
So we actually, what's really great about, I guess, Latinos in Texas right now is that there's a very wide range of issues that we're really focusing on. And a lot of them are connected, and a lot of them we're seeing right now. A lot of the candidates are choosing to focus on because they realize that we're such a large demographic that's going to be voting this year. Some of those issues are obviously getting people registered to vote. We want to make sure that the voter, that any regulations placed on voting are not preventing our people from going and putting down who they pick on that ballot. We also, in the environment and climate change is something that we are very, very in tune with right now, because we don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of years, but we definitely are afraid to see what happens if we continue at the rate that we are. As well as education, a lot of people my age right now are pursuing an education so that they can obviously enter the workforce. And there's also a lot of people who are not fortunate enough to afford an education, or maybe not getting the best education, whether they're in high school or if they are college graduates or they're currently in college. Student debt is something that has affected a lot of us, and it definitely impacts whether or not we have an opportunity to get an education and the pace that we do get an education. Again, also just representation. We're fortunate that this year we've been able to see women like AOC really speaking about the Latino identity and how it is portrayed in politics and what we really want. And we want to see more people like that. We want to see people who represent us, who look like us. We always say it, but we're tired of seeing older white men making decisions for people like Latinos and other people of color. And so Jolt is really good about giving us trainings and leadership trainings and different workshops so that we can fine tune our skills and figure out how we ourselves can become impactful and hopefully even become political leaders within our community or hopefully even at a national level. These are some of the things, again, that are very important to us, but it's just a small piece of what we're really looking into because there's so many different branches and different things depending on what region you're in. I know that depending on where you are in Texas, maybe something is a little bit more important to you, but you know that you have to focus on that for right now, but that the other things are just as important as well. And so it's really picking and choosing what we need to tackle first. And so we take these little baby steps to speak about the different things that are important to us in the hopes that we just can knock that out and move on to the next thing, which is why this election to us is so important.
You make us proud, you saw these, and the work you're doing with your colleagues, your friends and colleagues at Jolt and other organizations around the country that have been working to engage, to develop relationships with Latinx and also other people of color. A question I have for you is, are young Latinx aware of the voting power that they have? You talk about white men that have been making policy decisions. Do you hear your friends and colleagues, do they really comprehend what an important voting block you are?
I think it really just depends on their level of education about the election and about voting. Obviously, that's what Jolt focuses on, is showing people how powerful their vote is, because it is a part of their voice. It's very entertaining because when you go and you actually speak to people, and when we're out doing voter registration, you pull up facts like that we are going to eventually be the majority, that we are so many young Latinos are graduating this year and that they are becoming 18 and having the right to vote. And they're surprised because sometimes they don't realize how big an impact their single vote has. And so it's really just getting to these people that maybe aren't aware and informing them of it. I think the biggest part of activism is education. And that necessarily doesn't necessarily mean going and getting a college education per se, but just being informed on what exactly is going on. Because if you're not someone who has had an interest in politics, maybe you don't know exactly how powerful your vote is. And so I think it's definitely a work in progress. But what I have realized is that people in my age demographic are attempting to speak up more for what they want. And that comes along with voting.
And as you indicated, we are in dire need of everyone becoming an activist on behalf of climate tragedy and climate action. We have to take action now. So what do you say to young Latinx who wonder why they should vote?
I always tell people that they should vote, if not for themselves, for the people in their community that can't vote. I am fortunate enough to live in Houston, which is very, very diverse. And the University of Houston as well is one of the most diverse campuses in Texas. And, you know, I have friends who are DACA or they're on visa and they don't have the opportunity to vote, but they're just as these causes and these different political issues and social issues impact them just as much as they would any of us who have the opportunity to vote. And I think letting people know that they're not just voting for themselves, but they're voting for the people who don't have that opportunity, for the people who are younger than us, who aren't 18 and can't vote. We, at Jolt, we focus on, we have a lot of high school student chapters, and they're just as concerned about what is going to happen in the world as those who have the opportunity to vote. And I think that's really crucial because older people sometimes aren't on the same page about the issues that we care about. And young Latinos are the future, young people in the US are the future. And I think that it's very important that we who can vote are voting for those of us who are gonna eventually take over and take reign of what is going on in the US.
Yes, absolutely. Well, before we ask you to share some action steps, can you please tell our listeners if they are interested in connecting with Jolt? And I know that you are currently working in Texas, but I know that Jolt has been very interested and has partnerships across the country. How can people get involved?
Well, at a local level, if they are fortunate enough to live in Texas, they can always Google us and go to one of our headquarters. We actually have one in Austin, one in Houston, and one in Dallas. But if they aren't fortunate enough to live in Texas or live near any of our locations, we actually are very social media savvy. So if they look us up on Instagram, there is a wonderful Instagram page run by the people of Jolt, and the handle for that is actually Jolt and then _action. They also have a Twitter page, a Facebook page, and if they'd like to find all of these resources all in one, they can look up our website, jolttx.org, and it not only allows them to sign up for our email, but it'll give them access to the different events that we are putting on. It'll also show them all of those social media handles, and it also just connects them to maybe they live near a close student chapter, or maybe they know someone who would like to get involved. So I would definitely recommend going to the website and seeing all of the different pathways that they have to get involved with our nonprofit.
Wonderful. Well, give us you have any final action steps that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I would say the way that I got involved was I found what I cared about the most, and I learned about all the different ways that I could get involved. And so I think the biggest way to become an activist is just to speak up for what you care about. If you're someone who wants to see more representation in the Senate or in the political candidates, then speak up about that. That's the best way to connect. And I think also it's also the best way to become an activist is to also listen to what's going on around you. We're so quick to speak and to talk over people, and sometimes we forget that we need to pause and listen to what's going on. And even, you know, sometimes you may not agree with what a person is saying, but that just makes you a stronger activist, because now you're understanding where they're coming from, and you're able to connect with them more on a way that y'all can both have a conversation that strengthens whatever topic that you're talking about. And I also just think finding whether it's Jolt or another nonprofit or a lobby group, getting connected with something that matches your audience and matches your message and what you're looking for. Again, I live in Houston, and we're so fortunate that it is so politically involved. And so there are several nonprofits and groups that have different audiences and different people that they're trying to represent. And I think that that's amazing. And that's the easiest way to get involved.
Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for all that you do. We will be hearing more about you, and we'd love to reconnect with you and have you back, Yusatis, to talk to us more about the work you're doing and certainly the wonderful work of Jolt. Rosemary, any final thoughts?
I just really appreciated how you provided a really good platform, Yusatis, for shaping what the next steps may need to be post November 3rd in finding something that you care about and really being able to speak up and have your voice or your talents and skills be embraced by nonprofit work or whatever that might be. I think we really do need to have our kitchen tables talking about not necessarily what needs to come to us, but what we need to do for others. And I so appreciate the dialogue that we had with you today.
Yes, I agree. And that's what our mission is here at Abuelas en Acción, is not to be looking to others to give to us and expecting from our community, but rather looking at our communities in a different way. How can we give? And we've had guests, amazing guests like Yusathis, talk about their definition of advocacy. And we've been reminded that if we didn't know it before, we certainly know it now. We are all activists in this together. Thank you again, Yusathis, for being with us. Thank you to our listeners for joining us. We so appreciate you, and we ask that you subscribe to Abuelas en Acción, our podcast, and we appreciate your reviews. We look forward to having you here next time with us here on Abuelas en Acción. Gracias.